The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Monday, March 22nd. Let's go ahead and kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, it's been a couple of days since you and I last spoke, but the National Football League never sleeps. Let's get into it. We go first to the Mile High City, where the Denver Broncos have a new contract for a longtime safety. That's right. The Broncos signed safety Justin Simmons to a four-year, $61 million deal. Now, you know, Simmons was in need of a new contract because his last one expired. That's the way this whole thing, you know, works. The Denver Broncos placed the franchise tag on Justin Simmons last year. They couldn't get a long-term deal done. He played the year out on the tag. The deadline came this year, and they had to tag him again. Two tags, no harm, no foul, one deal, 4 years, $61 million. The Denver Broncos are happy. Justin Simmons is happy. Congratulations to all. By the way, we will be talking about the Broncos secondary again in just a moment. For now, we stay on the secondary as a whole. New Orleans Saints safety Marcus Williams has accepted his franchise tag, but the two sides will continue to work towards a deal. Such is always the case when it comes to the franchise tag. New York Jets safety Marcus May also accepted his franchise tag. So lots of acceptance happening at the safety position these days. Good to see it. Now, speaking of the Jets, let's go to the front of that defense. On Sunday, they agreed to terms with defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins. Maybe the New York sack exchange really is on its way back. Now, the Jets, J-E-T-S, let's talk about Juju, J-U-J-U. Juju Smith-Schuster was in the running, I think we all thought, to be one of the newest wide receivers on the New York Jets. Lots of intrigue surrounded his whole situation, but it's over. Juju is headed back to the Berg. The Pittsburgh Steelers are bringing Juju Smith-Schuster back on a one-year deal. They're going to run it back with Big Ben. Everybody's going to have some fun. Either that or it'll be a total implosion one way or the other. This was really interesting to watch over the course of the whole offseason to this point, but Juju was going back to Pittsburgh. But while the Jets were a team that he was reportedly connected to, there were apparently two teams who made things dicey in the 11th hour. Juju, who were you talking to as things got late?
I'll start to a few, but highly, it was Kansas City, Baltimore, more so Baltimore, pushing hard. And then like the last, like probably like 6 hours of like the free agency, Kansas City was coming in strong.
It would have been fascinating to see Juju Smith-Schuster in a Baltimore Ravens uniform. I'm sure that Mike Tomlin would have had something to say about that. Let's stay in the secondary again. Let's talk cornerbacks, though. Desmond Trufant is headed to the Chicago Bears on a one-year deal. Now, the Bears were in need of a new cornerback because you likely saw as the week was coming to a close last week, they were getting ready to release Kyle Fuller. That officially happened on Saturday. Very quickly after that, I told you we were going to come back to Denver. Kyle Fuller is the newest member of the Broncos secondary. He rejoins Vic Fangio, the Broncos head coach, previously the defensive coordinator in Chicago. Kyle Fuller out, Desmond Trufant in. Onward we go. Safety Anthony Harris has signed a one-year, $5 million deal with the Philadelphia Eagles, while safety linebacker hybrid Keanu Neal also signed a one-year, $5 million deal, this with the superior team in the NFC East, the vastly superior team, the Dallas Cowboys, a.k.a. America's team. Now, wide receiver Kenny Golladay, people have been wondering where he was going to end up. He is going to see a lot of Anthony Harris and Keanu Neal because he is headed to the Big Apple. Kenny Golladay signed a four-year, $72 million deal with the New York Giants. Very interesting. Obviously, he believes in Daniel Jones. I don't know that there are a lot of people who do, but you can count Kenny Golladay among them. Now, we talked about the Bears a little bit. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported that the Bears, who were in on Kenny Golladay, were in fact all in. Now, keep this in mind, because Allen Robinson did have his franchise tag situation with them, so it seems like the Bears are trying to really surround Andy Dalton with a lot of weapons. You know, you don't know what's going to happen with that front office, that coaching staff, as the season rolls on, but they miss out on Kenny Golladay, just like they missed out on Russell Wilson. The Miami Dolphins waived former first-round offensive tackle Isaiah Wilson, who was reportedly hours late for his physical, late for his onboarding process, and didn't show up for voluntary workouts he had committed to Thursday and Friday, according to NFL Network. Sunday evening brought with it the news that DeSean Jackson has found a new home. That's right, the former Eagles, Washington, Tampa Bay, Eagles again, wide receiver, is headed all the way to the other side of the country. He is the newest member of Sean McVay's Los Angeles Rams. Very interesting stuff. Speaking of interesting stuff, we had another trade. Oh, yeah. The Cincinnati Bengals sent quarterback Ryan Finley and a seventh-round pick, always got to throw in the seventh-rounder, to the Houston Texans in exchange for a sixth-round pick. In fact, it was the sixth-round pick that Houston had from the Miami Dolphins. Looks like that Laramie Tunsil trade was finally good for something. Now, speaking of the Texans, Houston police issued a statement saying that they are unaware of any contact between the HPD and Houston attorney Tony Busby regarding the allegations contained in his recently filed lawsuits, and no incident reports regarding these allegations have been filed in their jurisdiction, all involving Deshaun Watson. We will keep you up to date as that story continues to evolve. Getting back to the football of it all, the Texans also signed running back Philip Lindsay to a one-year deal, formerly of the Broncos. Broncos, big winners on this episode of the Daily Kickoff. Now, remember, when it comes to the Houston backfield, that they already signed running back Mark Ingram this free agency season, and they traded for running back David Johnson last year. Don't tell, you know, Nick Caserio that running backs don't matter, because now he has all of them. By the way, Nick Caserio has been hard at work. He has acquired almost 30 new players via free agency and or trade. So lots of paperwork happening under Nick Caserio's watch. Finally, the New Orleans Saints have to forfeit their 2022 sixth-round pick and pay $700,000 for violations of the league's COVID protocols last season. NFL Network reported that the Las Vegas Raiders, who you will recall had a similar situation befall them before the season ended, had their sixth-round pick reinstated upon appeal, but the team was fined $800,000 for violations. That about does it for all of the news, everything going on in the NFL at this very moment. But as we mentioned earlier, it never stops. It never stops. It never stops. And we never stop here at the SB Nation NFL Show. We're going to be here forever talking about the greatest sport in the world, the greatest league in the world, and you, the greatest listener in the world. So do us a favor, subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show, leave a rating, write a review, get ready, because Monday Football Monday is coming your way later on today. We'll see you tomorrow.